Congress has a deadline regarding the federal budget and trying to take down the Affordable Care Act, but so does the entire healthcare industry, getting ready for the big changes the act will bring on October 1st. Software designers are maybe under the most pressure, overdosing on caffeine and pizza to set up the various online health exchange portals, websites, and apps that will deliver what the Affordable Care Act promises. Manoush Zomorodi, host and managing editor of WNYC's New Tech City podcast, has been watching this healthcare revolution through a digital lens. Success for these new healthcare websites could change the way we all use technology.
For a lot of technologists, it represents a huge business opportunity. They're saying that there's going to be 30 million more patients who get insurance. And these technologists, these entrepreneurs, want a slice of the pie. Healthcare is the fifth largest sector of the economy. If you separated it off, it would be as big as the economy of France. So this is a huge business opportunity for entrepreneurs and techies.
And part of the signal comes from the Obama administration and the president himself, who really wants this to be easy. So what are tech firms doing to gear up for now? They've got a deadline. Tech firms love deadlines.
Right? Yeah, they do like that. They like to bring it down to the wire. So that you're absolutely right that I think affordable care has been abstract. So their whole theory is that we're going to create these portals, right, that make it as easy as possible for you to get into what should be your healthcare marketplace. And the idea is that there'll be competition there. So you can go in there, you can shop around. And I think what they're also saying is that to make it that easy, though, requires a lot of information that has to be put in. So they are really working down to the wire to get it all done because things are supposed to start next week.
And when we say portal, I mean, we're talking about a website that would deal with certain kind of services. I mean, they're actually analogs for what the tech firms are coming up with for the ACA that already exist in the market.
And that's right. And we talked to one guy, Sanjay Singh. He runs a company called HCentive, which is creating these exchanges for several states, including New York State. And here's how he puts it.
So you will come to the portal, you will provide your basic information, create an account, and after that you shop like you shop on Expedia. Now you can compare plans like you were not able to do before, and then whatever you like, you buy, and then you are off exchange after that.
So the illusions that you can create on a website in terms of ease of operation, ease of access to information, conceal the agonies of trying to actually put all of this together, and that's the challenge for these tech people.
That's totally true. I mean, it all looks so easy and simple until it's not, because let's keep in mind, we're still talking about insurance and we're still talking about Obamacare and legislation,
right,
which are all extremely complicated. So these CEOs are really saying to their engineers, we need you working 18 to 22 hours a day. They are providing all their meals when we went to visit them at these places.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And one CEO.
Lots of pizza boxes.
Yeah. Another CEO, Eugene, yeah, exactly, Sayon, told us that he's doing all this for engineers, and he heads up a software company called Softheon. This is another one. They are based in Long Island, but interestingly enough, they're building Massachusetts healthcare exchange. And where the idea is for these portals to be easy to use, as we said, the details are complicated.
You can enroll anytime after October 1, but your policy will be effective as of January 1st. We expect people going to be enrolled into the multiple health plans as part of the process and wait till the 31st, and they're going to say, oh, I'm not going to pay this one. Imagine that you make 3 flight reservations in advance. The day of the flight, you say you pick the one that you want to fly with.
These websites, they have to verify your identity or your eligibility for programs like Medicaid, but they're getting the data from state governments and hospitals, and these records are still in the dark ages. They've got old computer mainframes. A lot of the doctors and hospitals are still using faxes if you request your records. Plus, there's always human errors. So, for example, if you type a wrong number or you forget to type in some information on one of these exchanges, you won't get the right estimate of how much your new health insurance costs. It's not like booking a flight from New York to Vegas. You know, they don't really need to know that much about me. Am I a senior citizen? That's it, pretty much, right?
So, really, that's the design challenge. You have to create a front end for the consumer that's going to question them to make sure the information is all really, really correct, absolutely correct, coming from the consumer. But on the back end side, the provider wants all kinds of different information to set their prices for insurance. And that means going to the Veterans Administration, going to, you know, some dark closet somewhere where there's a lot of faxes.
Totally. They are the portal, right? And for you to pass through the portal, all things have to line up. So, yes, they need to connect to those places that you just mentioned. But right now, the engineers are also, for the next week, pretending to be us, typing in wrong stuff, pretending to be confused, so that it's not not a total mess on day one and bad PR for Obamacare right off the bat.
And how about the doctors? Do they have to have an easy way to use this?
Well, that's the idea. The idea is that this is going to lend transparency. So in theory, you should be able to go on there and see all of your health records from all the different people you see. Wouldn't that be refreshing? And you would actually be able to see why things cost as much as they do instead of this sort of cloak and dagger that goes on when you need to see a healthcare provider. So a lot of these companies are saying the doctors are going to have to be more transparent as well.
All right. You'll be watching long after October 1st. Manoush Zomorodi, thanks so much.
Great to be here, John.
Manoush Zomorodi is the host of WNYC's New Tech City. And next week, before the official launch of the Affordable Care Act, we're taking questions you might have about its rollout and implementation. What confuses you about the new system? What do you need to know more about to cover you or your family members? Send us your questions. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post them to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.